President Obama's Supreme Court nominee is back on Capitol Hill today. Sonia Sotomayor is meeting privately with Republican and Democratic senators, the senators who will vote on her nomination. If confirmed, Sotomayor could be the first Hispanic and also the third woman to serve on the high court. Her nomination and a statement she made years ago have some critics charging that she would bring ethnic or gender bias to her decisions. And joining us now for some analysis is NPR's Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, I think most of the heat is coming from what is now a famous couple of lines in a speech Judge Sotomayor gave back in 2001, in which she said she hoped her decision as a wise Latina would more often than not be better than those of a white male judge.
You know, the White House didn't anticipate the firestorm that would come from that speech, and specifically the comment pitting wise Latinas against white men, Renee. There's a potential for her nomination to be, well, singed if not burned by a focus on the balkanization of U.S. society and specifically the judiciary. You know, the question would be, is there a seat for Latinos? Is there a seat for blacks? Is there a seat for women to be reserved on the court?
Sometimes thought that way, though.
Well, yeah, but I think that kind of discussion is one that would deteriorate the opportunity for her to gain confirmation, because the question then becomes, will she discriminate against white men to favor Hispanics in court cases? Yesterday, Senator Pat Leahy, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, said in his meetings with her that she had reassured him that she believed that ultimately and completely that she would be following the law in making any kind of decision.
Now, of course, back to the statement that's gotten her in some hot water here, pretty remarkable rhetoric coming from some prominent conservatives who weren't in the Senate, of course, people like Newt Gingrich and Rush Limbaugh. But the Republicans on the Judiciary Committee are taking a much more low-key approach to this.
Oh, absolutely. Senator John Cornyn said personal attacks are not the kind of the tone that we want to set when it comes to the responsibility of advising and consenting on a Supreme Court nominee. Orrin Hatch has said the charges of racism are premature. And Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, has said that his obligation is to be fair.
And we have a clip of Senator Sessions speaking yesterday after his meeting with Judge Sotomayor.
We talked about the idea and the concept of personal feelings to some degree, you know, how that influences a decision, how it should not.
Now, Senator Sessions, of course, is key to this whole discussion because he is going to be the lead Republican, as I said. And you also have to keep in mind that the lead Republican in the entire Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voted against Sonia Sotomayor in 1998 when she was put on the Second Circuit. And at that time, he said he was opposed to her because she brought personal and political beliefs into the courtroom. And he's saying that he still has those concerns as he begins to look at her this time.
We're talking with NPR's Juan Williams. And, you know, back to Senator Sessions, he actually has experience on the other side of the table. He was nominated for a federal judgeship back in the 1980s. Talk to us about that.
He was denied a federal judgeship, in fact, and because of alleged racial comments that he made, in which he said that the NAACP was un-American, communist-inspired. So the question now is, does he take the high road and try to eliminate some of that kind of discussion from the confirmation process for Judge Sotomayor? Or does he look at exactly how race can be used differently maybe this time in assessing her and bring race back into the process?
Quick last question. Any chance of a filibuster?
I don't think it's going to happen. There's pressure from some conservatives, but it would be so destructive for the Republicans, especially politically, heading towards the 2010 midterm elections.
Thanks very much, NPR News analyst Juan Williams.